Alex and Richard with you through until 12 o'clock. We have some amazingly interesting facts for you today, and lots of messages coming through about facts and coincidences as well. Did you know that the smallest island with country status is called Pitcairn in Polynesia? It's just 1.7 square miles long.
There you go. I had never even heard of that.
I've heard of Pitcairn, but I'm not very sure why.
Here's one. The number of people alive on Earth right now is higher than the number of all the people that have died before. So there's more people living on the Earth, on the planet right now, than who were here before us.
Which reminds me of a fact I read a few minutes ago. Did you know that Spain literally means the land of rabbits?
No.
Yes, apparently so.
There you go. The largest living thing on the face of the earth is a mushroom underground in Oregon. It measures 3.5 miles in diameter. That's one hell of a fungal infection, isn't it?
Isn't it just? If they know it's there, why are they not...
Well, it's underground. I'm sure it must be protected now. I have heard of this mushroom before, actually.
I wonder how long mushrooms last. I mean, how long can they survive?
Well, one that's 3.5 miles in diameter must have been around a long
time.
I don't think it's like your average button mushroom.
Okay, just checking. Do you know that there are no natural lakes at all in the state of Ohio? Every single one of them is man-made.
Really?
Yes. Also, Siberia contains more than 25% of the world's forests. Not something you'd think.
You wouldn't think that. You'd think it's full of snow, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I always thought that sort of the obsession with clothes and having 100 pairs of shoes for women and filling wardrobes up was a sort of a relatively modern phenomena. Apparently not. When Elizabeth I of Russia died in 1762, there were 15,000 dresses in her closet.
That's a big closet.
Yeah, 1762, 15,000.
That's not really a closet, is it?
No, you wouldn't think there was enough days in your life to wear all those, almost.
Yeah.
15,000.
Maybe she got changed a couple of times a day.
Ah, you see.
Yeah, typical woman. The first city to reach a population of 1 million people was Rome, Italy, in 133 BC. There is a city called Rome on every continent. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You see, we're learning today. Bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers and laser printers were all invented by women.
Say that again.
Bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers and laser printers were all invented by women.
That's incredible.
It's there in black and white. And the electric chair was invented by a dentist. So there you go. If you have a fear of dentists, we're getting to the reasons why.
Yeah, I won't be going to the dentist today. The actual smallest sovereign entity in the world is the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, SMOM. It is located in the city of Rome and has an area of just 2 tennis courts.
There you go.
That is small. Mm.
We were talking about earlier, travelling, and 10,000 new people arriving at Heathrow today. This is one I'd never thought about, but the average number of people airborne at any one time over the US in any given hour is 61,000.
And that's just the US?
That's just the US. So globally, half of us are up in the air.
Yeah, literally. The Sahara Desert, there is a town called Tidikelt, which did not receive a drop of rain for 10 years. Technically, though, as we were speaking about earlier, the driest place on Earth is in the valleys of the Antarctic near Ross Island. There has been no rainfall there for 2 million years. Don't ask me how they know that.
They must have a special probe or something.
That says this is just ice, it hasn't actually rained for two million years. It's funny because I was speaking to somebody yesterday, this is a coincidence. It's the weather here seems to have changed a lot in the last few years. We don't seem to have had, you know, for years we had those fantastic floods around sort of February, March time.
I remember that year when I think there was a US president in town as well. Oh, so yeah. The whole city shut down and then it flooded.
Yeah.
And we were all just indoors for I think 4 days.
Yeah, because the Sheikh Zayed Road was closed, wasn't
That's right.
Yeah, and there was a big flood in
No, I mean, yeah, I have noticed that we haven't had that. I don't think the rain that we have experienced in the past. But, you know, maybe it's a good thing because, well, it's not good for the sort of environment, but every building in Dubai's roof leaks. When it rains, there's just buckets everywhere.
That is a fair point. Actually, I have thought, I wonder if, I don't know if you've noticed, but there seems to be a lot of dust in the air.
Mm.
And we've had that for quite a few months now.
Yeah.
I'd say since Christmas, the sky hasn't really been blue. You're looking at more of a white sky.
Sort of hazy sand, yeah.
And I'm thinking we could do with some rain. Do you think they could start doing the old cloud seeding again? And
yeah, maybe.
Give us some rain.
Maybe. There was a little bit of rain the other day, funnily enough.
Was there?
Yeah, maybe it was localised, but in Alcoz, I just typically had my car cleaned, and then there was a bit of a sort of mini Shamal dust storm, and it rained and deposited it all on my nicely cleaned car.
That's very unusual for July.
Mm.
We are in July, aren't we?
We are, Alex,
yeah, I'm just
and
checking.
It's Monday.
Monday.
In Britain, one out of every four potatoes is eaten in the form of a French fry.
Lovely. What are you having for lunch today? No, don't tell me. Chances that a road is unpaved in the US is 1%, in Canada is 75%, and in Dubai is 99%.
I can believe that. I can believe that. Staying in the US, ironically, when doctors in Los Angeles, California, went on strike in 1976, the daily number of deaths in the city dropped by 18%.
18%
when the doctors were on strike.
Ah. The water of Angel Falls, the world's highest in Venezuela, drops 3,212 feet. They are 15 times higher than Niagara Falls.
There you go.
Mm.
There you go. In a lifetime, the average driver will honk his horn 15,250 times.
That's about me in a week.
Yep. What, you're going to be honking 15,000 times?
In a week.
In a week?
Yeah.
No, you've got to sort your stress levels out.
Yeah. No, I don't, I'd say. I do have a tendency of letting... If I realise that somebody can't see me, I'll often just quickly toot my horn in.
And you were just mentioning Niagara Falls. Well, another fact has just come up here on Niagara Falls, and it actually stopped flowing back in 1848 for about 20 hours because there was ice that was blocking the Niagara River. So the waterfall actually stopped for a whole day.
Wow. Mm. Never even heard that before.
Well, there you go.
Did you know that the 4th of the 4th, 6th of the 6th, 8th of the 8th, 10th of the 10th and 12th of the 12th all fall on the same weekday every year? So not in terms of every year that will be the same day, that the 4th, the 6th, the 8th and the 10th will all be, for instance, a Monday.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. So it would... Each year, whether it be Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday, each of those dates would correspond to one of those days.
Mm.
Very interesting. Mm. A weird relationship. My best friend all through school and college only kept in touch only through email, being in the same city. When there is a football World Cup or Euro Cup, thanks football. So that's a message that's come in. I'm not sure if the listener left his name, but saying that they have some connection through football.
Mm. Jericho in Palestine, apparently, is the oldest inhabited city. Damascus would be the oldest capital.
Mm. And the Congo River is the only river in the world that crosses the equator twice.
Mm. India is the only country with people of all races, black, white, brown and yellow, native to the same land.
Mm. And here's an interesting fact about the actor Dustin Hoffman. For the movie Tootsie, Dustin Hoffman himself thought of the title. Apparently this was his mother's pet name for him when he was a child.
Oh, actually it's quite a common name, isn't it, Tootsie?
Tootsie, is it?
Yeah. I've just been reminded why I know the name Pitcairn is because it's part of Mutiny on the Bounty.
There you go.
Yes. Mm.